The Music Award has been made possible since its inception by McLean Hunter Limited. The award could go to a composer or performer working in any musical genre. For the first few years, it went to classical and jazz musicians. Then last year, the mold was bent a little and the award was presented to Bruce Coburn. Well, this year, it's been shattered altogether. Tonight, the recipient of the Music Award is Rush.
Ladies and gentlemen, Canada's most successful rock band, Rush. Since 1974, 20 albums released, over 30 million records sold worldwide. Rush, one of rock's most enduring success stories. Guitarist Alex Lifeson, drummer Neil Peart, and bassist Geddy Lee.
Well, I first started playing music when I was about, 12. My mother was didn't quite understand what I was doing. It didn't sound much like music to her.
Actually, I thought he was going to be a scientist.
It just seemed like I was going out of my mind to her, I think.
He drummed on everything. He drummed on the tables, he drummed on his desk, he drummed on his sister's head.
I had the rhythm bug, you know, right from probably the turn of adolescence, and I would be banging around the house on things. And I remember having a pair of chopsticks and playing them on my baby sister's playpen, making drum sets out of pots and pans. And I think my parents probably recognized the fixation.
His dream was to get an electric guitar, and we said to him, okay, if you make a good grade in school, we'll get you one.
It was really, really, really loud. I mean, it was a lot louder than it is now. But They kind of stuck with it.
And even our neighborhood would hear, like, you know, three houses away from our house, they would say, oh, you know, we heard the kids playing in your basement.
But there were kids in the house, around the house.
From a parental point of view, you face, if your child wants to become an actor, say, or a sculptor or a musician, there's a huge risk involved. So you always try to hedge the risk.
What I was thinking, if anything with their group fails or something happened, he could always be a plumber.
Possibly an Arctic explorer, you know, just sort of constantly walking through the Arctic by himself, looking for something, I don't know what.
A butcher or something like that, or a restaurateur, something to do with food.
I haven't a clue. You know, how can you judge another fate?
We kind of got lost in our common interest, which was music. We would get together just about every day at Ged's place because he had an amplifier. We'd both plug in and we'd practice and learn songs and dream about doing the things that I do and that he does today.
It is very special indeed for us to receive an award which has A-R-T in it. Rock musicians are not often so honored, nor is our work usually allowed any association with that little word. Heaven forbid we should ever take upon ourselves the mantle of artist. Fair enough, it keeps us humble. And when I look at the names of some of the other people who have received this award, I feel humbler still. In that spirit, we are proud to accept this honor and proud to be considered worthy of it by the Arts Foundation of Greater Toronto. Thanks are due to our manager, Ray Daniels, for practicing the ART of business, though rock musicians aren't supposed to say that word either, and also to the people at Anthem Entertainment for taking care of that business on a day-to-day basis. Equally, we'd have to thank our wives and children who make many of the same sacrifices for ART that we do, without being able to call themselves artists either. But at least they are able to do their part every single day in keeping us humble. Thank you all very much.
And Getty. You'll notice that Alex isn't here tonight, and many of you probably read in the Globe and Mail yesterday that Alex is in fact scuba diving with past Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau, so he couldn't be here. And we still have two more awards to present, the Peter Herndorf Media Arts Award.